This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. The internet is an enormous blessing and curse for the media. It's provided an immediate and worldwide outlet for organizations wanting to share their stories. But the internet is also an unstable business environment. Companies are struggling to make money from an audience that wants and expects their news for free. There is a glimmer of hope. A new digital news report says that a certain group looks like they may be willing to pay for their journalism. And Kelly, it's not who you expect.
Well, yes and no. The conventional wisdom has always been that millennials won't pay for news. This was the generation that grew up getting stuff for free on the internet. That may be changing, but it's really too early to tell. All media have seen an increase in audience this year, and those that charge subscription for their physical product or for their digital product, they have also seen a bump. This week, Politico reported that the largest percentage of bump for organizations like the New Yorker and the Atlantic, millennial subscriptions are up more than 100%. Now, you got to remember, it started really low, right? Like maybe only 4% of them were subscribing, and now maybe 18% of them are subscribing. But it's surprising to see that even on these hard-to-read, slightly inaccessible magazines, that they're seeing millennials start to kick out some cash for their product.
Are you really surprised that this group, and its ages roughly 18 to 34, are getting into reading newspapers and magazines instead of, say, BuzzFeed?
First of all, they may or may not be reading the actual print subscriptions because you have to pay to get the online versions of these magazines as well. The youngest millennials are now in college. And when I was working at a newspaper, we used to say 20-somethings didn't subscribe to the newspaper, that it really was only once you bought a home or had kids that you decided to buy a subscription to your local newspaper. So this may be the digital version of that.
Is there another reason why this is happening?
Let's talk about something called the Netflix Index. Netflix costs about $12 a month, and millennials often ask themselves when they decide if they're going to pay for something, is this worth more to me than my Netflix subscription? And if it is, they're willing to pay for it. I was just in New York and Washington, D.C. last week on a media innovation tour, and at every single company, the news people were talking about something called the funnel. And the funnel is this concept where you move the audience who might come to you once to coming to you twice a month, and then maybe coming to you once a week, and then coming to you every day, and then finally, maybe coming to you and paying money. Salespeople are very familiar with this concept, but editors are starting to talk about what that means and how you have to build content to make people value what you do. Hopefully they will be more relevant, and whether that's an app that you're going to or they're sending you push notifications. But if news is really going to work, individuals have to develop a habit. And the only habits that we develop are those that are either pleasant or useful to our lives.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, what is the magazine you first subscribed to, and is it still around?
Sadly, it's not. It was Life magazine.